In 1998, a proposal by a company called the Nova Group changed everything. They quietly filed an application with the Ontario government to take water from Lake Superior and transport it to Asia. Their plan was to sell it as drinking water. It wasn't illegal, so the province gave them a permit. But as word of the deal spread, people became alarmed. Frank Quinn is a water policy advisor at Environment Canada.
The idea that water in this respect would no longer be just something that people could depend on for using in the region, but actually could be seen as a commodity, like so many board feet of lumber, giving approval for some private interest to go out and sell this water, which wasn't his, just didn't seem right to ordinary people.
There was outrage and public pressure from both sides of the border, and within 2 weeks, the Ontario government withdrew the permit. But Quinn says it renewed fears that the Great Lakes are there for the taking.
It wasn't the volume that would hurt. It was the idea that if you allow this particular one to happen, this the first case, then how are you going to be able to say no to the second, the third, or the 45th?
That fear led the American and Canadian governments to request a report on water diversion from the International Joint Commission. The commission has no regulatory power, but they mediate boundary water issues between the two countries. In March, they released their findings. Frank Quinn helped draft the report. He says it calls for a stringent environmental review before anyone can remove water from the lakes, and it requires 95% of the water to be returned in its original condition. In other words, Quinn says, there won't be many ships leaving for Asia.
It may be possible for some neighboring communities, which are just along the boundary or just beyond the boundary of the Great Lakes, to take small volumes of water out and be able to meet those conditions. It'd be pretty difficult for somebody to take water to Asia or to Arizona and bring back 95% of the water. So when you think about it, the conditions attached are such as to almost prohibit any major or long distance removal of water.
That's good news for conservation groups like Great Lakes United. Reg Gilbert is their sustainable waters coordinator.
Actually, the report does a very good job. It outlines almost everything we need to do to protect the resource of the waters of the Great Lakes.
But Gilbert says some areas of the report need to be strengthened. He'd like to see tougher restrictions on water use by the people who live in the Great Lakes Basin.
If the only part of the system we're protecting is the quantity that might leave the Great Lakes Basin, it's clear that our intent is not to protect the whole system, all the parts, but that really we've just got a hidden agenda of keeping the water here so we can use it for ourselves.
Each day, about 10 billion gallons of water are removed from the lakes. Drinking water for cities like Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, and Buffalo. There are dams, diverted streams, and pipelines. London, Ontario built a 50-mile pipeline that pulls water out of Lake Huron and returns it to Lake Ontario. Gilbert says diversions like that can have an effect on the Great Lakes environment, and that pressure will grow as cities sprawl out from the lake shores. Tom Baldini shares that concern. He's the U.S. chairman of the International Joint Commission. He says the governors and premiers agreed to work on conservation issues when they signed the Great Lakes Charter in 1985. But there was little change. Now, he hopes this new report will jumpstart their previous agreement.
They made a commitment in that document to plan a conservation program for the Great Lakes, and we're suggesting to them that they get on with it. We still have practices in the Great Lakes that are not as conservators of water as other parts of the nation. In other parts of the world, we have to begin thinking about how do we protect the ecosystem in the Great Lakes in the long term.
Baldini says there's another reason these governments need to start conserving at the local level. According to international trade laws, they can't keep other countries out in order to conserve water if they're not conserving it themselves. The governors and the Canadian premiers are expected to announce a plan based on these recommendations in June. It will only be voluntary. But it's expected the states and provinces will abide by the agreement. If they don't, they may find new ships and pipelines on their shores, and they might not be able to do anything about it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa, Ontario.